A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sam on the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We began a discussion yesterday on what is expected of us as believers in Christ Jesus, what we are not expected to do. They must not do of the believer the things that we have been enjoined or ordered not to do. Out of so many, we have been able to see that God does not want us to strive. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, the servant of the Lord must not strive. We also saw that we must not be argumentative. You must not strive with words or about words to no profit. In 2 Timothy 2, 14, as God's children, we are not to get ourselves involved in any argument about words or fight or strife over words to no profit. Anything that will not produce any profit should be discarded and avoided totally. Don't get yourself involved, whether on social media or anywhere, to any argument or fight over words to no profit. We also saw that we are enjoined to judge not, lest we be judged. God's word says, don't condemn people so that God won't condemn you. These are things we enjoined not to do. Number four, we continue this morning. The word of God enjoins us to grudge not to hold any grudge with anybody. In the book of James chapter 5 and in verse number 9, we are encouraged to grudge not. The Bible says, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth by the door. Don't hold any grudge against anybody. American Standard Version says, murmur not, brethren, one against another. Don't murmur. Don't hold grudge against another person. Don't say hard things against your brother. Don't hold any grudge. Don't complain about each other. Don't grumble about each other. Don't find fault with each other. And so don't judge, don't grudge, don't hold any grudge. There are people today who are quarreling and who are holding grudges and keeping malice. They don't talk to people. There are people they don't talk to. They are holding grudges against people. You are not expected. The word of God says, don't grudge, do not hold any grudge against anybody. God does not want you to hold a grudge. It is unchristianly to hold grudges with people. Don't grudge anybody. Remember, a grudge is a persistent feeling of ill will or resentment towards a person. This could be as a result of past injury or insult. And so you have ill feeling, you have ill will, you have resentment against that person. That is a grudge. So a grudge will lead you to unforgiveness and to bitterness. A grudge will lead you to resentment, and a grudge will hurt you. So the word of God says, do not grudge anybody. So dear listener, please drop every form of grudge that you have against anyone. Do not grudge anybody. Grudge does not profit the kingdom, neither does it profit you in any way. Do not hold a grudge against anyone. Number five, and this is very important. You are not to owe anybody. Owe no man nothing. In Romans chapter 13 and in verse number 8, the word of God says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Don't owe any man anything. What the only thing you are permitted to owe people is your love. Love for them. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Don't be in any debt. Be in debt for nothing. That's what the Bible in basic English says. Be in debt for nothing, but to have love one for another. Let love be your only debt. Contemporary English version says, the only debt you are permitted to owe is love. Don't run up debts except for the huge debt of love. Dear listener, love is the fulfillment of the law. God is love, and Jesus came because of love. And so you must love, because your Father is love. So you must have love, and that is the debt you owe to people. You owe me love, I owe you love. The love of God that passeth all understanding. And so you are not to owe anybody. Please, God's word says, owe no man. If you are owing anybody, go and pay what you owe. Pay tribute to those you owe tribute. Honor to those you owe honor. Money to those you owe money. Taxes to those you owe taxes. Don't owe anybody. You are not to owe. As a child of God, your Father is not a debtor. And the only debt you owe is the debt of love. And don't forget, God was the first person who, although owed nothing, showed us the debt of love by giving us his only begotten Son. And Jesus also demonstrated this when he laid down his life for his friends, when he laid down his life for us sinners. When we were yet sinners, he died for us. So the only debt you are permitted to owe is the debt of love. Again, I repeat, the instruction from God to you this morning is that if you owe any man anything, go and pay up that which you owe. If you want God to bless you, don't sit on another man's property or money. Give back what belongs to him, Pay back those you are owing. Release their resources to them. Release their properties to them. Don't owe anybody anything. If you got a job or took a job to deliver to someone, please deliver. If you cannot deliver, refund the money you have collected. It is a huge debt. If you collect money for someone and you do not pay it back, you are a debtor. And God frowns at that, and God hates that. Don't owe any man anything. Number six, don't lie to anybody. In Colossians chapter 3 and in verse number 9, the word of God says, lie not one to another, saying that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Do not lie. Don't make false statement to another person. To lie is to make a false statement to another person about another person or about a thing. Don't make false statements to people. Don't lie one to another. Lie is not of God. The devil is the father of all lies. He was the one that sinned and lied from the beginning. So he that committed sin is of the devil. There is no truth in him. When he speaketh a word, he speaketh of his lies. There is no truth in the devil. He is a liar and the father of lies. It is appalling that you, a so-called Christian, can tell blatant lies. You can tell lies. It is appalling. It's amazing how you can tell lies and your conscience does not prick you. Are you sure you are still in the faith? If you go about lying, defrauding, cheating, striving, grudging, and yet you judge others, and yet you feel good about it with your lies, then you are not a child of God. You are a child of the devil. It is the devil that lied from the beginning. And we see little children lie. I have also always insisted that it is the immaturity of a child to lie. Nobody teaches a child to lie. The child just starts lying. But when a child gets to the age of maturity, then he stops lying, except a child that is full of fear. And so we see people who are full of fears today, they lie. And how can someone look at you face to face and tell huge lies against you? It happens in our world because of the wickedness that is in the heart of man. But the word of God says, lie not one to another. Let me add one more. God's word encourages us, enjoins us to steal not. Do not steal. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28 says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good. So don't steal. Don't take what does not belong to you. The definition of stealing, according to the criminal code of this country and other places in the world, is to move anything that is capable of being stolen without the consent of the owner. If you move a thing from point A to point B, what does not belong to you that is capable of being stolen, you have stolen. You are a thief. And the word of God says, don't steal. Let him that stole steal no more. There are instructions in the Bible that if you're a child of God and you have the Spirit of God in you, they are very simple and direct. You will follow these instructions and you will have peace with God and with all men. Man may not have peace with you, but if you follow the word of God, you will have peace with all men. May I tell you the truth? You may be at peace, but it is not everybody that is at peace with you. That is their own issue. That is their own challenge. But please ensure that your conscience is void of offense towards God and towards men, and the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and talk to God. Are you holding any grudge against anybody? Report that issue to God and say, Father, help me to overcome this resentment, this ill feeling, this ill will towards my brother, towards my sister. You can mention the name of that person. Father, I pray this morning that you will give me the grace to overcome the resentment I have towards my brother, towards my sister, the ill will, the ill feeling I have towards a person. I ask, oh God, you will give me the grace to overcome the hurt, the pain of the past. Help me, oh God, let the root of bitterness not grow in me, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I receive the grace to continually pay the huge debt of love that I owe to my neighbor. You first loved us. You sent your son, Jesus. Jesus loved us. He died for us on the cross of Calvary. I pray, oh God, for the grace to pay this huge debt of love that I owe. I pray for grace to owe no man anything but love. Help me to pay the debt of love that I owe to people. Let me love genuinely. Let my love be without dissimulation, without deceit, and let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray, Father, as I obey the injunctions and instructions of your word, let me begin to see the profit of the word in my life. Let me record profit for pleasing you. Let my life record profit and make progress for doing your biddings and your will. In the name of Jesus, it pays to serve you and to obey your words. Let me enjoy the rewards of obedience, O God, to the intent that your name may be praised and be honored. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray that the word of the Lord will find practical expression and fulfillment in your life. As you obey the scriptures, you will see God's word come to pass upon you. In the name of Jesus, the grace to pay the huge debt of love that you owe to people. I ask that heaven will release this grace upon you. You will owe no man nothing but love, and the name of the Lord will be honored in your life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Join us for a glorious service this morning at the Light Cathedral, 7:30 a.m., the School of the Spirit holds, and by 8:30, the worship service commences. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Man. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulodun, wishing you a very happy Sunday, and the Lord bless you.